Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace are yours through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Here again, verses 8 and 9. Then the king said to his servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find." Weddings are kind of a big deal. People are happy. They're excited for the newlyweds. They want to share in their joy and excitement. And the newlyweds typically want friends and family to share in that joy and excitement as well. The wedding banquet is a scene that God chooses to use for his parable, for a picture of heaven. And like normal weddings, invitations went out. And yet here we find that some just ignored the invitation. But what's maybe a little bit more striking is some responded to, well, with hostility and actively attacked the servants who were bringing the invitation. We're kind of left right away at the beginning of the parable with, what's going on here? That's not a normal reaction to an invitation, to attack the servants. Why such a reaction? Seems they hate the message and hate the messengers as well. We can kind of see that in the world today. I mean, there are people that claim to be atheists, and I mean, they don't believe in God. But what seems to be interesting is how much open hostility they have toward religion in general and Christianity specifically. An attack. But what may have caught your attention, maybe even a little bit more than those invited attacking the servants, is the king's response. We know the king in the parable is God, right? And in the world today, we often think of God as a God of love. But too often, we only focus on one aspect of God's nature. Is it fair to say that you're an angry person because sometimes you get angry? Probably not. Is it fair to say you're a loving person because sometimes you show love? Well, it's more complicated than that, right? Well, so often people want to pit one characteristic of God against another characteristic of God. Well, God's loving, and that means he can't be just, because if he were just, he wouldn't be loving. He's both. And it's in the cross of Christ that we see both God's love and God's justice. In love, he sent Jesus to this world to live and to die in our place. And in his justice, he demanded that he die. Because death is the payment for sin. This wedding banquet is a picture of heaven, and we also see God following through on his warnings to all. His threats of punishment are real as well. We don't often like to talk about God's threats of punishment, about hell. But do you know who talked about hell more than anyone else in the Bible? It's Jesus, isn't it? And that's kind of striking. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away or change the fact that God says it is a very real place. On Judgment Day, no one's going to be able to stand there and say, "God, you did not invite me." Because God has sent prophet after prophet, pastor after pastor, family member after family member, and friend after friend, inviting people to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. A few days before his crucifixion, Jesus was looking at Jerusalem, and he cried, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chick under her wings, but you were not willing." You see God's heart of love right there that has sent out that invitation to all in Christ that many have rejected. That's a warning to us all. Paul says to the Corinthians, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. In other words, don't ever let your faith be put off. Don't ever let something else become more of a priority. We see a picture here of God following through on what he says in one of those gospel promises, gospel gems. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. whoever does not believe will be condemned. This king, he wanted his wedding banquet full. And so he sends his servants out with the instruction, just invite anyone you meet. Go to the street corners, doesn't matter where, invite anyone. So finally, we get to the celebration. Now, there's a picture used here that's used in other places in the Bible, that of wedding clothes or garments being clothed in Christ's righteousness. Paul says to the Galatians, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Literally, that's put on Christ as a piece of clothing, as a garment. Through the washing with water and the word, you have been clothed with Christ. That is so important because, you know, on our own, we're guilty before God, are we not? On our own, we are stained and filled with sin. And yet, the picture here is that we have put on Christ as a garment so that when God looks at us through faith, he doesn't see all the wrong we've done, he sees Jesus. What that means is each and every one of you can say, through faith in Jesus, I am perfect in God's eyes. That's amazing. We stand perfect because God has taken that perfect life and death of Jesus and credited it to you and me through faith in his Son as our only way to heaven. That's why those at the wedding banquet have wedding clothes. They have been clothed in the garments of Christ's righteousness. Now, you can really fit yourself into this parable in a couple places. You are those who have been invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. You are those clothed in Christ's righteousness. You are also those servants whom God has sent out to invite others to his wedding banquet. We have Friendship Sunday here at Redeemer next week. Have you thought about whom you're going to invite yet? Have you taken the time to do that? It's easy to put that off. It's easy to not think about it. And it's not even necessarily that the devil tempts us to do that. Sometimes we're just nervous. What am I going to say? Or scared. What if they ask me a question? Well, then we need to address those fears with the Word of God. And we need to remember what we are inviting people to. We have the gospel promises of heaven itself. That's the invitation you're giving them, to come here next Sunday and hear about those gospel promises God has given and their need for a Savior from sin. You are inviting people to come and hear this message of peace. But on the other hand, do you notice what the king says to his servants? Invite anyone you find. Do we sometimes think that church is for those that have their lives together? It's not a biblical concept at all. Sometimes we start thinking that way or even acting that way, right? What about those going through a divorce? What about that alcoholic, you know? What about those with messed up lives and mixed up priorities? In fact, couldn't the argument be made that they need God? They need this invitation now more than ever before? Sometimes we're afraid of sowing the seed on fruitless ground. Well, there's a hymn verse that goes like this, though some be snatched and some be scorched and some be choked and matted flat, the sower sows, his heart cries out, oh, what of that? And what of that? That's not at all from a perspective of so what, but rather from a perspective of the sower's job is to sow the seed. The servant's job is to go and invite someone. The results are not up to us. The bringing forth fruit is not up to us. The creating faith is not up to us. That is up to God. Our job is to sow the seed, or in this case, to give the invitation to others. You, dear brothers and sisters, are clothed in the robes of Christ's righteousness. Your sins have been washed away. They've been covered over by Jesus' perfect life and death in your place. And so you're forgiven, yes, even for those times when God's given you an opportunity to invite someone or to share his word, and you fail. You're forgiven for that. Now go forth and live in that faith and be prepared to do just that. Be prepared to give an invitation. Be prepared to share the reason for the hope that you have with someone you know. You see, it's not only to Friendship Sunday here at Redeemer next Sunday. Ultimately, what you're inviting them to is to come and hear the gospel so that they too are invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. Now, there is a warning for those of us, those members in the Church of God. There's a man at the end of the parable who does not have wedding clothes on. Now, as we've already talked about, the wedding clothes are a picture for trusting in Jesus for your righteousness and your standing before God. So if this man wasn't wearing the robes of Christ's righteousness, what was his trust in? He was trusting in himself for his goodness, in his own actions. And we face this danger constantly. We always want to find some reason to think better of ourselves, to build ourselves up. Does your confidence for salvation come from how well you keep God's commandments? I sure hope not. Does your confidence for salvation come from how much time you volunteer at church or how generous you are in helping those in need? Those are all good things. But our confidence for salvation comes only through faith in Jesus, only through His perfect life and His perfect death on the cross that has washed away all of our sins, and through faith that we are clothed in the garments of His righteousness. So when this man took off his robe, it's as if he was saying, I don't need your righteousness, Jesus. I got my own. God says otherwise. God says our righteousness is not enough. It's only through Jesus that we have the hope of heaven. And so God sent this man out into the darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth because he rejected Jesus. He failed to trust in Jesus as a Savior. Ultimately, that is the message that we have to share with others. God sends out this invitation to all, simply believe. There are no exceptions to this invitation. Notice the servants, they took their master at their word. They went and invited the good and the bad. They went and invited everyone they saw. That's really what God wants from you and me as well. You don't have to be a pastor to go and invite people to come. It's not just Friendship Sunday that you're inviting people to, but ultimately you are inviting them to come and hear about this wedding banquet of the Lamb that God has prepared for them. Now, if we truly have what we claim to have, if we have the only message that can bring salvation to people, that their sins have been washed away through faith in Jesus, and through faith they will have a place at God's banquet in heaven, if we have the message the world truly needs to hear, if we keep it to ourselves, can we say that we truly understand it? Or have we maybe misunderstood it then? So like the servants, dear brothers and sisters, go forth. Look for those opportunities that God has given you to invite others to the wedding banquet, because this is really an open invitation. It's an invitation to all. Go and share that with people. Amen.